Yeah, so you can't call what's going on now a game. You can't say that what most people engage in is engaged in a spirit of playfulness. That's why I would agree that hate is a bad thing, generally speaking. Hate cannot be the end game. Hate can be a motivation towards something generative, something constructive, something playful, to escape a prison, to escape something that's not playful, but hate can't be an end in itself. If your only ambition was to incite people to hate, be a very strange game. But it would be a game, yes. But in the end, the thing that you really hate is your life and therefore yourself. That's the thing that's to be hated. The state of ourselves and the state of our lives is something to be hated because it's wrong. It's not playful. It's not fun. It's not pleasurable. Yet most people exist as slaves, as mere means to other people's ends. And those other people have become so deluded and so distorted and so twisted and monstrous, yeah, that they don't even understand what they're doing anymore. When people started playing a game and they found that you could, as Hobbes said, you could engage other people as mere means to your own ends in the game and increase your power in the game, your power to gain happiness and satisfaction. Yeah, originally. But at some point, that lost all meaning too, because the people in power now aren't enjoying themselves. If anybody is full of hate, it's the people in power. Yeah? And if anyone's inciting anyone to hate, it's the people in power. Because they're making people hate something that should have been a playful game.